Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
We all have bad habits. Some procrastinate, others are extremely disorganized. But what are some of the bad financial habits that are holding back Americans from achieving their savings and investment goals? Today, I'll tell you the worst habit all savers and investors face and the best way to overcome it. But first, think about where you learned to manage money. According to recent statistics, you most likely learned about your finances at home or from watching your parents or older siblings. Only 16.4% of the 13 million high school students across the country in 2017 were required to take a personal financial course to graduate. In 2015, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau reported that parents were found to be critical in forming their children's financial literacy. When parents have bad money habits, they pass those habits on to their children. And that's according to a study from asset management firm T. Rowe Price. If you're a parent, here are three good habits to instill in your children to give them a good financial start. 1. Help research your child's loan options to understand the impact those decisions will have on their future. 2. Have them get a credit card and pay the balance due every month to build early credit. 3. Do not have them turn down minimum wage jobs, especially if it's in their chosen profession. This will give them experience and income. Now, as promised, what's the worst financial habit for parents and children alike? It's called instant gratification. Many people, young or old, are guilty of this because we all live in a world where we want everything and we want it now. This is why, time and time again, investors get burned on the stock market because they refuse to follow the cardinal rule of investing. Buy low, sell high. They never sell. They're always after bigger gains and more gratification. Now, the best way to overcome this, and the simplest, is to exercise discipline and delay that gratification. Don't get sucked in by the possibility of receiving instant gratification and gains today that can disappear tomorrow. That's gambling. Find an investment that is guaranteed to grow your money and never step back. That's peace of mind.
Crash Proof Retirement LLC is not licensed to sell securities, nor do they recommend securities to anyone at any time. Any interviews conducted by Retirement Media, Inc. are not to be considered endorsements.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Studios in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, this is the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, a production of Retirement Media, Inc. Now, Phil Cannella.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of our Crash Proof Retirement Show. I am joined with my courageous and lovely and beautiful co-host, Joanne Small, and also Mr. Bob Bambera, the consumer defender who is here to ask the questions you would ask if you were sitting in front of Joanne and I. Joanne, how are you this morning? You look beautiful.
After that introduction, I'm fantastic.
And Bob, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Phil. Thank you. Good morning, Joanne. Looking forward to another great Crash Proof Retirement Show today.
You're listening to a one-of-a-kind crash-proof retirement show. We are the originators. There are a lot of imitators out there, so you do have to be careful. I am Phil Cannella, creator of the crash-proof retirement system that has ensured peace of mind for over 5,000 consumers in and around our area. Now, every crash-proof retirement system is customized for each crash-proof consumer that comes through our education process, and they are guaranteed never to lose money during any market downturn, let alone a market crash. Every cent of a crash-proof consumer's money earns interest that becomes a permanent part of your principal. It becomes an instantly realized addition when the market goes up in this crash-proof system of ours to your accounts and principals. Until you decide to take your money, nothing else can ever take away your interest increase in these crash-proof vehicles. And that's because they are earned in your crash-proof account, and it is credited as interest and not a gain. Gains come from Wall Street's risk investments. Interests come from safe alternatives outside of Wall Street. And for many years, you had to risk to get reward. But that's changed. That all changed in 1995 when these crash-proof vehicles came out, and now you don't have to risk to get reward. Remember, if your savings is invested in stocks, mutual funds, and bonds, and then your money is always at risk until you're able to sell it off. It's not your money in a stock, bond, or mutual fund until you sell and put it in your interest-bearing account. Your gains are not realized in securities until you really do cash out, ladies and gentlemen. And don't leave the Wall Street casino floor. As long as you're on Wall Street with these vehicles, you're at risk. We have a fiduciary responsibility that's required to every client. That means we have an ethical responsibility and a legal requirement to put our client's best interest first and no one else's.
Are you surprised to hear that Wall Street is not required to have a fiduciary responsibility? Phil had the opportunity of speaking with Lou Harvey, the CEO of Dalbar Corporation, the nation's leading financial service market research firm. Here's the real reason why Wall Street is not held to a fiduciary responsibility.
Lou Harvey, in every industry, it is required to have a fiduciary responsibility to hold a professional license, meaning that you have to put the consumer's interest first before your own self-serving professional interest. Why doesn't Wall Street and their advisors operate under the same fiduciary responsibility?
Congress receives major campaign contributions from Wall Street. Surprisingly, Wall Street is not operationally set up to handle a fiduciary relationship. Too expensive to replace all of my compensation systems, retrain all of my people, reinvent procedures and practices, invent new selling mechanisms. The whole structure that's been built over the last 100 years would have to be turned on end. And that's the thing they fear the most. If I have to replace my entire factory, the business is not worth it to me.
The business is not worth it to Wall Street if they have to put your interests first. Wall Street's advisors are trying to make as much money as they can from your nest egg. Whether your account makes money or loses money, they are making money. They take the commission and you're taking the fees. Crash-proof vehicles are not securities, and therefore there is no risk to them, but you still can earn double-digit returns. They're not subject to market risk. And uncertainty, corruption, or the lack of a fiduciary responsibility that exists only on Wall Street. We are not licensed to sell securities, nor would we ever recommend them to investors in and near retirement.
At Crashproof Retirement, we have eliminated the conflict of interest that exists on Wall Street because our design team is paid a set salary and does not receive commissions based on what crashproof vehicles they recommend. Using the exclusive Crashproof Retirement system, our mission is to create a custom fit guide that accomplishes your specific financial goals and allows you to have peace of mind throughout your retirement.
And what is peace of mind worth to you in your retirement years after working a lifetime? Well, in 2013, we did exactly that for Rich and Alicia Boyle from Sonneton, Pennsylvania. Here is Mr. and Mrs. Boyle.
The returns that we've gotten has lessened a lot of anxiety about the market. It allows you to sleep at night and takes a lot of worry out of all your investment strategies, where you're going. That seems to solidify everything.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here at Crashproof Retirement, we bring you unbiased, objective financial news unlike any other Main Street media. Main Street media is still confused over what annuities are. It continues to give bad retirement advice. On the Crashproof Retirement Show, we are constantly on the outlook for bad retirement advice coming from Main Street media. Very often, people in and near retirement believe what they're seeing or hearing simply because it's news coming out of their TVs or radios. As an example of this common retirement misinformation people are hearing, here's what happened last week. I'm listening to the radio in my car, and I heard a mutual fund advisor giving advice on annuities. The mutual fund advisor asked by a caller, what investment would you recommend that would give me an annual return of 5%? Would it be an annuity? Be a good idea? Their response to the caller from the mutual fund expert was this: do not buy an annuity. Do not put an annuity inside your IRA. It's totally unnecessary. Find out how much money and commissions you would pay for an annuity. What kind of flexibility, liquidity is available within an annuity, inferring that money is tied up in an annuity and cannot be retrieved. When you listen to a mutual fund salesman that doesn't have to put your interests first, how do you know as a caller that you're getting sound advice or you're getting a sales pitch? First of all, we've been through this over and over again on the Crash Proof Retirement Show. Whenever I hear a mutual fund advisor, a newspaper, or any media outlet confusing people on annuities, I feel an obligation to clear up the confusion. Let's do it right now. An annuity is an income stream. Look it up in Webster's Dictionary. An annuity is fixed interval payments made over time. That is an income stream. When you hear the word annuity, it's an income stream. It's a pension. It's a Social Security check. These are fixed intervals over time. It's a lottery winning and a payout over 20 years. Fixed interval payments made over time. So when you hear the word annuity, it is an income stream. And an income stream, you can't increase your income. You can't increase your pension. You can't increase your Social Security check. You're not going to increase that lottery payout. It's an income stream. An annuity has no principal to touch. There's no principal to touch with your Social Security check after you go through your month's money. You have to wait to the next month, the next fixed interval of payments to get more money. So with an annuity, it being an income stream, you can't increase your income. You cannot. You cannot touch principal. It simply is an income stream. Now, when someone talks to you about not getting an annuity, which you have to understand, there are different types. Never did the mutual fund advisor on the radio explain to the caller that there are many different types of annuities. These people called mutual fund salesmen and Wall Street advisors, they love to lump all annuities together and make you think it's a variable annuity, make you think that there's risk and fees and stay away. Meanwhile, these dogs are not letting you know that there are certain types of fixed, is the key word, fixed annuities that could be very good for one's retirement account. Why? Because a fixed annuity, the word fixed means you cannot lose principal. Fixed is a whole different class of assets that are outside of Wall Street's menu. So when you hear a mutual fund advisor steer you away from an annuity, that is the wolf dressed as Little Red Riding Hood trying to eat your account up.
I'm just so happy that this explanation as to what, you know, these advisors are telling you about annuities is being cleared up. They want to lump all these annuities into one big bucket, which is completely irresponsible.
They're trying to steer you away from a safe haven simply because there's no ongoing fees in something called a fixed annuity. But there's nothing but ongoing fees in something called a variable annuity. Often, mutual fund advisors give advice on annuities without explaining the differences and lumping them all together in one big slop bucket. I call this retirement deception, financial dishonesty. Let's clear it up once and for all. What kind of annuities are out there? What do they do? And if any of them are any good to fit your retirement plan? The fact is, there are several kinds of annuities, all of which serve a different purpose for their desired outcomes. There are fixed annuities. We just talked about that. Fixed annuities is a growth account in which you have an income if you wanted to convert it to an annuity. Converting an investment account into annuity, you're simply taking that growth bucket, that investment account, and you're turning it into an income stream. That's what annuities mean. Indexed annuities, another type of an annuity. These are called fixed indexed annuities. A fixed indexed annuity, again, comes out of the fixed asset class of investments. Your principal's fixed. You cannot lose your principal. But fixed indexed annuities, instead of following an interest rate environment, they're going to follow a market environment, but nonetheless, they're going to credit interest. And when you get credit and interest, ladies and gentlemen, into your retirement accounts, unlike a gain, it's realized. It's in there. There's something called a variable annuity. Now, that's the worst vehicle in the history of the world. So whenever you hear a mutual fund salesman talk about annuities in a bad way, whether he says variable annuities or not, he's talking about a variable annuity. Only a variable annuity has risk to your principal and many layer hidden fees. Often, the ongoing fees average around 4.5% to 5% each and every year. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We'll be right back after this break.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is this Tuesday, May 14th, at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation, just a crash-proof education. But seating is limited and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register or register online at crashproofretirement.com. We can guarantee to crash-proof your retirement savings from future market drops. But don't just take our word for it. I want you to listen to the actual words of one of our over 5,000 crash-proof consumers. When Mark Schaefer of New Hope, Pennsylvania attended a crash-proof event, he decided to further his education by going through the no-pressure, consumer-driven process at Crash Proof Retirement.
I heard about Crash Proof Retirement from my brother-in-law. I was primarily invested in stocks. I lost money in 2008, and I was looking for a safe alternative because I knew I was getting close to retirement age. Investing in Crash Proof seemed very interesting to me because of the loss I had taken and the way I wanted to plan my retirement money to be distributed. I wasn't sure of how I was going to retire and how much money I was even going to need for retirement at that time. If you're used to the stock market and seeing large gains, you're going to see large losses also. Crash Proof Retirement is a way of guaranteeing your money and feeling comfortable about growth.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event, which is this Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now back to more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, after an education process, you decide whether you're going to take advantage of the Crash Proof Retirement System. Not an advisor who has a vested interest. We educate to empower you to make a good educated decision, but we will not do that for you. We are here as guardrails, as a director, to answer your questions, to educate you on your questions, and we leave the decision to you. You will never write a check to Crash Proof Retirement. You know what that means? 100% of your money is working for you 100% of the time. Anyone that sells stocks, bonds, or mutual funds cannot make that statement. We make our money by receiving a one-time fee, a one-time compensation, and it doesn't even come out of your account. We get our one-time compensation from the issuing insurance institutions that are going to protect and guarantee your crash-proof vehicles. They consider it a marketing cost for educating you on their contracts. It's a one-time fee, so it's a one-time cost to them. But know this, we don't just work for one company. We use a collection of crash-proof vehicles from multi-insurance institutions in a finely tuned arrangement specifically designed to meet each of the consumer's goals. It's like a tailor-fit financial suit. In our crash-proof retirement system, it's not one guide. It is a multi-faceted crash-proof system customized for the individual or the couple that comes through our process.
And Phil, there's one common thread, however. When the market goes up, you go up. And when the market crashes, you stay even. Guaranteed principal protection. Jess asked the thousands of crash-proof consumers that we've been able to educate. Now, here's Joe and Elizabeth Henwood from Media Pennsylvania. This is how they feel today.
We were told from the very beginning that we should have an annual review, and we decided to take advantage of that. It's been a good ride. We feel very comfortable where we are with our investments now.
Joanne gave us a really nice analysis that we should make some changes possibly if we wanted to, and it was very good. Yeah. On three accounts, we experienced close to
7%.
6.85.
Joanne was so generous of her time, and her knowledge is incredible. We would definitely recommend the Crash Proof Retirement Program to our family and friends because it has exceeded by far our expectations.
Now, there is such a thing as a crash-proof retirement, and many people have experienced it, and that's not only according to me and Joanne Small. We've been validated by many experts, globally speaking, and financial experts, and by the esteemed Wharton School of Business at the University of Penn, proving that not only does our crash-proof system exist, but it works. Here's famed economic forecaster Harry Dent answering my direct question. Are you aware of crash-proof investment accounts? Are you aware of any crash-proof investment accounts that can stand up to market crashes?
Well, yeah, I mean, again, number one is just be safe. But the best advisors, they use insurance-based products because you can defer or avoid taxes legally, and insurance companies have ways to protect your gains from losses. And the fact that these insurance companies invest largely in bonds that do well in deflationary periods, insurance companies were the only part of the financial industry in the 1930s that did well. Stock brokerage firms, banks, investment banks all went bust.
Now imagine this. Babe Ruth, back in the 1920s, was one of the few athletes, Joanne, that didn't lose his fortunes from playing professional baseball because he was in a crash-proof investment account back in 1929.
Yep.
If you're concerned and you're worried, you can come out to one of our events to register. The number is 800-722-9728. That's 800-722-9728. United States News and World Report with some last-minute ways to improve your retirement. This is a main media source, United States News and World Report. This story is further proof, ladies and gentlemen, that we're about to go over, that Main Street media still doesn't get it right when it comes to giving you objective financial information. United States News and World Report, an American media company that publishes news, opinion, consumer advice, and rankings and analysts, has come up with four not-so-unique ways to build up your retirement nest egg in the years leading up to retirement. The magazine says it's difficult to make up for a lack of savings once you are in your 50s or 60s, but there are a few ways to do it. Now, listen to what they're going to tell you to do. It's called Start Super Saving. Well, that's great if you don't have expenses.
Yeah, right.
If you don't save early in your career, it's a good idea to do some serious savings in your 50s and 60s. Well, come on. That's right, common sense. You can do it, but you have to be disciplined, dedicated, willing to cut expenses from your budget. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they're telling you to change your lifestyle to save for retirement. The second thing they say is to tap your home. The equity you've built up in your home can be used to fund retirement if you're willing to move into less expensive housing or to do more affordable area of the country. So you're moving into another neighborhood, I guess, where it's less expensive. People are selling their homes and moving to lower cost areas and using that income to help finance their retirement. Again, you're changing your lifestyle. You didn't work all those years to give up your American dream.
Or to move away from your family and your friends.
But that was the second thing that the World News is telling you. The third thing is maximize your Social Security. The age you sign up for Social Security plays a big role in how much your monthly payments will be. Now, that's true. Payouts are reduced if you sign up before your full retirement age, which is typically 66 or 67, depending on your birth year. Monthly payments also increase for each additional year of delaying taking your benefit until you're 70. In fact, if you wait until you're 70, you'll get 70% more in income on your Social Security check. But again, if you need money and you haven't saved in your retirement, how in the heck are you going to postpone your Social Security check since you need money? The third point is a moot point if you haven't saved enough. Here's their fourth point. Consider working longer. Wow, aren't these great ideas?
Really?
Working a few extra years give you more time to save, shorter the period of retirement that you need to pay for. On one of the simple ways to improve your prospects for not running out of money in retirement is to try to find a way to push your retirement out. In other words, let's work until you pass on. Position yourself for a slow move into retirement. Work as long as you can. I believe many Americans work for a few reasons. One, they want to have the American dream for their kids to grow up in their homes. Two, they want to have a legacy to pass on to their children and grandchildren. But three, they want to accrue enough during their lifetime to keep what they have and go through retirement without working. So when you listen to this advice, save more, use your home as equity, maximize your Social Security, put off retirement and work longer. No advice on what to do if you're on the stock market. There's no advice there. They're not telling you what to do. No advice on safe alternatives that are immune to the volatility on Wall Street. And certainly there's no advice on a crash-proof system. Thanks for nothing, U.S. News and World Report.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Phil, that is an amazing story. I mean, that's it. That's the big advice, well, right?
Here's advice from experts in our exclusive interviews on this show, a one-of-a-kind show, the original, the Crash Proof Retirement Show. Here's the head of all the regulators, the top cop in the country, the Inspector General of the United States Security Exchange Commission in Washington, D.C., H. David Kotz, and here's what I had to ask H. David Kotz in an exclusive interview.
Do you think it's prudent for people to have their nest egg in financial instruments that are risky, that can no longer go back out and reaccumulate a nest egg?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't presume to tell anyone sort of how to invest their money, and I'm not an investment advisor. You know, I think we do have a situation today where so much money is in the stock market, where people's lives are so affected by it that sometimes it may make sense to take things out in turbulent times to ensure that you know, you're not living and dying, so to speak, by, you know, the Dow Jones going up and down, particularly with what's occurred over the last several years.
And I didn't stop there with Inspector General Kotz. I went on to ask Harry Dent a simple question. Harry Dent, if this is truly a bubble, what's your advice to our listeners?
You have to protect your assets before things crash again, because they are going to crash. Take your gains, get out of the game, and wait for the next crash. Get the hell out of stocks, get out of real estate that you don't need, and commodities, and gold and silver if you have that, and wait for the next crash to reinvest, because everything's going to be on sale. You know, stocks are going to go down another 50, 60, 70%. You know, real estate's going to go down another 20, 30, 40%. But if you just preserve what you have in this bubble, you're way ahead just on that.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to let Mr. Bob Bambara tell you how you can get your share of a guaranteed retirement future. Mr. Bambara.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is this Tuesday, May 14th, at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation, just a crash-proof education. But seating is limited, and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register, or register online at crashproofretirement.com. When you attend a crash-proof educational event, you will see us unveil the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System. Also, expose the relationship between mainstream media and the stock market.
administer the Advisor Trust Test, and play exclusive interviews documenting why you need a market crash prevention plan. Now, I want you to listen to the actual words of some of the thousands of people who attend our Crash Proof events every year and hear what they think. We'll start with a group of people who attended an event at the William Penn Inn explaining what they learned from Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
My name is Audrey Robinson, and I'm from the Manayunk area. Tonight at the Crash Proof retirement event, I learned Phil's exuberance and his energy are so contagious, and he captured so much of, I think, so many of our needs beyond the difference between the bonds with savings and every aspect of the money that we think that we've been saving. And I just see diminishing. And the whole crash-proof retirement approach is that honest detail and the realities.
Mary Barbera, and I'm from Medford, New Jersey. I learned from Phil that Wall Street is not for the people, they're for themselves. Phil might be able to help me by not paying commissions to a broker, and that what he really brought across was, and with passion, that nothing will touch the money. It will grow. It will be safe.
We would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement Educational event, which is this Tuesday, May 14th, at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728, or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now back to more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We sure do appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to be talking about how you can have a tax-proof future. Now, this goes along with our market crash prevention plan. If you're going to have a market crash prevention plan, it has to include making you tax-proof, or you wouldn't be crash-proof. Taxes take away your income. That's not being crash-proof. Our market crash prevention plan provides tax-free IRA growth. You are being crash-proof from losing principal, losing tax dollars. In our proprietary crash-proof retirement system, no one else has it. I developed it in 03, 04, and 05 and 06. Many people got involved in 06 and 07, including myself. I have a crash-proof system myself. And I can tell you, by the time I'm 69, I'm going to have a tax-free zone. I built within my crash-proof proprietary system, it's customized to what I want it, as it would be for you or your family. I built a tax-free zone. And what that means for me in the future, I won't be affected by any tax increase by the federal government, not just during my life, not just during my spouse's life, and you know who that is, and not just during our spouse's life, but for three generations.
Right, for the kids.
I'm going to be tax-proof. I'm not going to have to worry about the federal government increasing taxes. I'm not going to have to trust Congress not to increase taxes. Now, simply put, there are many laws that have been out for quite a few years that many people don't know about because they're dealing with wealth managers. When you deal with a wealth manager, these folks are trained on risk management and how to manage their commissions. A risk manager manages risk. They don't know IRA law, 401k law. They know the basics. They know how to transfer those accounts. They know how to get those accounts into their accounts with transfers, but that's about all they know. They can't tell you how to have a tax-free 401k. They don't know how to tell you to have a tax-free IRA, nor can they tell you how to have long-term care without annual premiums, nor can they explain to you the exclusion ratio, which has been out for over 100 years by IRS. The exclusion ratio is a tax-favored income, and the only rule by IRS is this. You have to be 59 and a half or older, and you can enjoy a 10-year income, and 85% would be tax-free. Now, it has to be non-IRA accounts, and you do have to be 59 and a half or older. If you have an IRA account, if you have a 401k, if you have any type of retirement account, there's been a law out since 1997 that you don't have to pay taxes on those accounts. There's been a law out since 1997 that you could take money out of your 401k and not pay taxes, but you need to apply the law before you take money out of that 401k. These laws have existed now for 20 years. Why haven't you heard of them? This is a very much of a golden nugget that would really sit nice and gleamy and pretty, as they say, the bling inside your portfolio would be a tax-free growing retirement account. And it's there. It's there for the picking. It's there for you to absorb the knowledge. And the way you do that, ladies and gentlemen, is very simple. It's known as a Roth conversion. Back in 1997, Senator Roth came out with what he originally called his retirement daydream. They changed it to a Roth, naming it after the former Senator Roth. Right. Now, the Roth IRA came out in 1997, and I can say this. Your CPAs will poo-poo them. Your advisors will tell you you're going to pay taxes or you're too old. But a retirement phase advisor, Phil Cannella, will tell you you're never too old to have a tax-free legacy. Phil Cannella will tell you you'll pay taxes on what you owe today, but you will benefit for three generations and you'll beat IRS over that time period by not paying taxes. And Phil Cannella will tell you that you'll be tax-proof, tax-immune to any federal tax increase in the future for three generations. This is known technically as a Roth conversion. You see, many of us are not educated in IRAs. Most, I would say all people that I ask, what does IRA stand for, even your advisor, ask them, ask her, ask your advisor who's managing everything you worked for, what does the words IRA stand for? And I think you're going to be appalled and amazed at the same time, because it does not stand for individual retirement account. That is absolutely wrong. If you get the publication, the 590 publication from IRS, you'll see without even turning the page, right on the cover in big font, it says individual retirement arrangement, not account. And what is the difference? An arrangement you can rearrange, and IRS often does by changing the law. An account you cannot rearrange, Joe.
Very true.
It's a contract.
Right.
But there's a funny thing about your individual retirement arrangement. If IRS can make arrangements and rearrangement, can you rearrange your own IRA? Absolutely yes. It is an individual retirement arrangement, and you as the owner of that, you can rearrange your own individual arrangement with IRS by exercising a little known law that came out in 1997 called the Roth conversion. And to simply put it, a Roth conversion simply means that you take the taxes you owe in that retirement account currently and you pay IRS. It's like paying off a loan, a revolving credit loan. Instead of making minimum payments, just pay the thing off and you won't have any more minimum payments to make, and you'll save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars. And being a master IRA advisor, Joanne and I, and staying up with the IRA laws that change every single year since 1975, the first IRAs came out, these IRA laws from IRS change 300 to 500 times each year. And we get certified and train on these technicalities. I had the opportunity to interview in this country's leading researcher in retirement issues. Alicia Minnell spent 20 years as the senior vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. There she was a senior researcher for retirement issues for those 20 years. She then took the position as the top researcher in this country with Boston College. She is the prestigious director for the Center of Retirement Research Issues. Now, here's Alicia, who's going to tell you what she thinks about Roths. Alicia Minnell, the leading and brightest mind in research. Do you think taxes are going up in this country, income tax-wise?
Of course. They have to go up because our expenditures exceed our revenues at this point in time. And as we have an older population, it's going to become more expensive. And, you know, we have deficits and we're going to have to eventually raise taxes to cover them, because I don't think anybody would really want all the things cut that would have to be cut to solve the problem on the expenditure side.
So let's talk about retirement accounts. We all have a partner in these retirement accounts called IRS, and income taxes go up. Are retirement accounts nothing less than IRS's savings accounts?
So these are tax deferred up to 70.5.
Correct.
The government has been a partner in this savings program. And my sense is it will probably remain as a partner going forward.
Meaning that they're going to be a part of that account. So my contention is when you take money and you put it into a 401k or any retirement account, isn't it so that you lose control, that you now taken on a partner called IRS? And even though at this point in time in our country, people are still the senior owner of this account, can't IRS raise taxes for those in the distribution mode over 70.5 and all of a sudden it could flip-flop and IRS can be the senior partner? Say like the tax rate was in the early 90s, a high of 55%?
If you think taxes are going up, and I think taxes are going up,
I agree.
You do well in putting your money into a Roth. Pay taxes now, but they should be lower than what you're going to pay in the future.
And if you take this tax-free account known as a Roth and you put it into a crash-proof retirement proprietary system customized, not only can you have a tax-free income, ladies and gentlemen, but you can have your cake and eat it too. How so? How about you take a tax-free income from your crash-proof proprietary system with this Roth and never deplete your nest egg? As you're taking out your income tax-free, other components are adding to your nest egg, so you're never diminishing it. In fact, you're actually growing it as you're taking income from it, all while you have a foundation of safety, no loss of principal, all while you have no expenses, 100% of your money works for you 100% of the time, all while you have guarantees and certainties going into the second half of your life, and that's the part of the game that counts, the second half of your retirement future. If you agree with me with two questions, one, do you trust Congress? And two, do you think taxes are going up? If the answer to the first question is no, I don't trust Congress, and if the answer to the second question is yes, I believe taxes are going up, then I say take control of your retirement account, kick IRS to the curb. You now will be 100% in control, and this will be one of the best financial decisions you have ever made on your own, or with any advice from anybody. Over the next 10 years, you will be absolutely tax-proof. Now, the only people, Joanne, that shouldn't convert
are people that are using their IRA as an income right now that they need it to live on. They cannot convert. So if you need it for your food and your shelter, you just really have to leave it alone.
You would dilute the account too much by taking the owed taxes out, and it could impoverish you.
Yes.
So if you're in your 70s and you're taking that required minimum distribution out and you need to pay your bills with that required minimum distribution, then a Roth is probably not for you. It's still worth checking out, but maybe probably not going to be for you. If you're in your 50s and you don't have to worry about touching that IRA until you're 70.5, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, it would be a big foolish mistake not to make yourself tax-proof, and the idea is to convert prior to the next tax increase, and I say that's going to happen in a few short years from now.
You know, when people say, but I have to pay taxes, look how much money. You're going to pay it anyway. Right now, you're not going to pay as much as later. It's not your money to start with. So give it back so you can grow it and make it all your own.
You're giving back what you owe.
Right.
IRS has always been a partner with any IRA
right
account.
Right on your shoulder.
And the key thing is, even though IRS is a junior partner, they're the controlling partner because they say when your taxes are going to go up. And when IRS, which is a federal government agency, raises taxes, it will devalue every single retirement account in this country.
That's
Nick
true.
And Stephanie, who came through our crash-proof system in 2012, came in. Nick had a tremendous IRA account that he thought was all his up until I pointed out to him in 2012. You should consider on converting, Nick. You should have a tax-free IRA. But when he found out the amount of taxes he was going to have to pull out of that IRA, when he found out it was going to be about 28% of his balance, Nick looked at me and he said, I worked all my years for that account. I looked right back at Nick while his wife, Stephanie, was looking on at us, and I said, Nick, it was never your account to begin with. You've always owed taxes on that account. You always had a partner called IRS. And unless you think taxes are getting cheaper, I would consider it. Nick shortly came back, converted in December of 2012. And as we all know, taxes went up in 2013. And when they did, Nick came in our office and he was thrilled. Here's what he has to say today.
Why this was the right move for us was we knew taxes were going to be going up, and with Phil and Joanne leading us through it and making the conversions of our traditional RAs to the Roth, we really don't have to worry about taxes in the future. So if they do go up to 40%, 50%, 60%, we don't have to worry about that anymore. And my other main concern was I'm going to be 70 in a couple of years, and the required minimum distributions were just going to kill me and would just knock me into tax brackets that were just going to be much higher than anybody anticipates when they're accumulating their IRAs over the course of the years.
Yeah, it would be more a matter of all of our resources being depleted quickly, where now they can stay pretty stable and appreciate a little bit.
You're listening to Crash Proof Retirement Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is this Tuesday, May 14th, at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation, just a crash-proof education. But seating is limited, and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register, or register online at crashproofretirement.com. We can guarantee to crash-proof your retirement savings from future market drops. But don't just take our word for it. I want you to listen to the actual words of one of our over 5,000 crash-proof consumers. Crash-proof consumer Celeste Twardowski of Reading, PA, now has peace of mind in retirement because she knows that no matter what the stock market does, her retirement savings are protected from market loss.
There was absolutely no pressure with crash-proof retirement. We felt we were given an education, and we really understood what we were doing. We're not going to lose our investment. And not only can we get protection for our initial investment, but later on, if we want to have an income stream, we can tailor our plan, and Crash Proof will help us do that. At our age, you know, we're retired. It's not only critical, it's vital to your peace of mind.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event, which is this Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728, or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now back to more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
Welcome back to the Crash Proof Retirement Show, the one and only consumer advocacy show that's dedicated to you, the American investor. I'm your host, Phil Cannella, and I'm joined with my courageous co-host, and I may add beautiful, Joanne Small, along with Mr. Bob Bambara. The exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System not only 100% protects your principal from market losses or fees, it credits interest to your accounts that could never be taken away, as I said. In many cases, over the years, the interest credited was double digits. But don't just take my word for it. Here's Joanne Small with the story of just one of our many Crash Proof consumers. Joanne?
Thanks, Phil. Today's Crash Proof Consumer Spotlight focuses on Crash Proof consumers Nick and Mary DeVirgilius. Nick and his wife are from Turnersville, New Jersey. Nick operates an ice cream shop, and Mary is an administrative assistant. They have been Crash Proof since 2015. I want you all to listen to Nick explain in his own words how his accounts have been doing with his exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System.
My name's Nick DeVirgilius. I'm from Turnersville, New Jersey. Even though I'm already a member, I still listen to the Crash Proof program. And I listen to the folks talking about how their investments are doing. Everybody's different. Your Crash Proof program is designed for you personally. When I listen, I say, hey, I want to be one of those folks. And guess what? I'm one of those folks now. On my second review, one of my vehicles made over 8%, which I'm totally happy with, okay? I've been crash-proofed.
And that's interest credited to his account that can never be taken away, guaranteed. Overall, Nick has earned over 8% interest annually since 2015. The interest credited to his account plus the guaranteed principal protection offered at Crash Proof Retirement has ended his number one worry in retirement.
My main retirement concern is that I'm within about 5 or 6 years of retirement, and my concern is protecting my initial investment. I've been conscious of that over the last maybe half a dozen, 8 years. And I knew I needed to do something because where my investment was not protecting what I needed to protect.
With his exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System, Nick's principal is 100% protected. This allows Nick and his wife, Mary, to sleep well at night. They know they received the right kind of financial education, which included learning the truth about the financial industry on Wall Street that does not have a fiduciary responsibility to its customers.
As far as fiduciary responsibility, what I learned was my financial advisor, one question I asked him was, can you guarantee my initial investment? Can you tell me today that the money that I have right now invested in your firm will be at least guaranteed to have the same amount 5 years from now? And his answer was no. And that made all the difference in the world to me. I could not continue to see my money dwindle from 2008 when we lost a substantial amount of our investment. What I got from my financial advisor was that, well, you know, you're in it for the long haul. The long haul ends at the end of the fence. So when you get closer to the end of the fence, you start thinking about being in it for the long haul. And I really have to say that my visits to Crash Proof Retirement have educated me. You know, Phil says we're going to educate you. And when you're talking about your own money, there are things that you should know. You shouldn't put those decisions in somebody else's hands. I'm totally satisfied with Crash Proof Retirement.
Now, Nick lost money in the crash of 2008, just like millions of other everyday investors. And that's why he came to get educated about the Crash Proof Retirement System. And you should too.
Crash Proof Retirement, there are no fees. There are no yearly fees, monthly fees, no fees at all. I would have to say that I was more eager to get the process completed than Crash Proof. And I have to say, there's no pressure at all. I felt very comfortable with the whole process. And there's a reason when you hear Phil and Joanne say, we're going to educate you, look at it as when you went to school. You didn't get your whole 12 years education in the first morning that you got there. So I would say, give Phil and Joanne and the whole team here a chance, their chance to explain everything the way they explained it to me.
Nick and his wife, Mary, were intrigued by what they heard on the radio. So they came to an event. They got educated and called to set up a personal one-on-one appointment. Nick and Mary have a lot of confidence in their custom-designed crash-proof system. And now they have some advice for anyone listening who may not be sure or who's sitting on the fence.
I would say a crash-proof retirement is going back to school a little bit and investing some time. The time you invest will pay you in the long run. Learn about crash-proof retirement. I've already started talking to my friends about it. And one of the responses I get from my friends is, I'm too busy. I would say take the time, invest the time in a crash-proof retirement education. And let Crash Proof Retirement show you what they can do for you and for your investments. And you'll be as happy as I am today. I would like to thank Phil and Joanne and the whole team here for spending the time with me and my wife and explaining everything to us. They answered every question, and my wife probably had more questions than I did. And they answered every question down to the last detail.
Nick and Mary DeVirgilius went through our educational process and they experienced no pressure, no fees, and they've been crash-proof since 2015. Don't wait any longer. It's not too late for you to take advantage of the exclusive crash-proof system, just like Nick and Mary DeVirgilius.
Well, we would like to thank you so much for listening to this edition of the one and only Crash-Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we also want to thank all of the crash-proof consumers who gave testimonials on this show as they are helping to educate the everyday investor on how mainstream media is inaccurate when it comes to finances. And you can take a look at all of the interviews and testimonials you heard on today's show by visiting the new crashproofretirement.com and clicking on the YouTube link. There you will find over 300 of the more than 5,000 crash-proof consumers who now have peace of mind in retirement. And finally, we want to remind you to listen in again tomorrow for a very special Mother's Day edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show at 1 p.m. following the sounds of Sinatra with the legendary Sid Mark right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Joanne?
Be proactive, not reactive. You just take the first step and the rest will fall into place. We promise you. Call 800-722-9728. Visit crashproofretirement.com. Come and start your education to a secure, happy financial retirement.
So on behalf of my courageous co-host, Joanne Small, and Mr. Bob Bembera, I am Phil Cannella, and I thank you so much for listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. And as always, I have to thank my dad for everything he has done for me and my family. Dad, I love you.